Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, there was a fight last night at the game between Bruins fans.
Yeah, and there were many, but this one was caught on tape. And so
There were many
fights. This is an amazing, amazing fight for numerous reasons. So there's a guy, bald-headed guy, wearing a camo Bruin jersey, looks exactly like Stone Cold Steve Austin, the wrestler.
What kind of Bruin jersey?
Camo. You know, camo?
What does that mean? Oh, camouflage.
Camouflage,
oh,
yeah.
I understand. Okay.
So he's wearing this jersey. He looks just like Stone Cold Steve Austin,
right?
The former WWE legend. This is the part you can't make up. So this guy gets beer thrown on him, which, okay, fine. Now attacks the guy, and there's an all-out brawl. I mean, there's wrestling moves going on.
Right.
In the middle of it, by absolute chance, the arena starts playing the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song.
Is that really true?
I thought at first.
Sure it wasn't him.
No, I don't think so. They're sitting all the way in the top, too, so I don't think Austin's sitting up there. But it is, and it's a wild brawl. And I don't mean to laugh at it, because these guys are all idiots. Let's face it. They're all just a bunch of morons getting in a fight like this.
I'll tell you, it's not surprising that the Boston fans would fight their own guys.
No, not at all.
I went with, Ray Martell, he's obviously a big Patriot fan, Red Sox fan. He's from Rhode Island and all that. So when Martell was my producer, we went to game one of the 2004 World Series with the Red Sox and the Cardinals. And I will never forget this. After the game, Ray, I forget what prompted it. I don't know what he said. He said something. And this guy, another Red Sox fan, was ready to start swinging at Ray. Now, of course, Ray, Ray's, being the very quiet, unassuming guy that he is. I'm kidding, of course. But I'll never forget. I'm like, he almost got in a fight with the guy. I'm like, Ray, come on. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I mean, you think Ray had a Yankee hat on or something. I guess maybe this is not uncommon.
No, apparently not.
That the Boston fans fight amongst themselves.
Well, I mean, I've seen fights at stadiums and arenas
all over
the place. So I don't know if it's just exclusive to Boston or if it's more pronounced in Boston. I'm not sure. It's just that when it's caught on tape now with the technology we have, you get to see it.
And Milbury wasn't involved in it.
He was not
involved. Wasn't in there trying to hit people over the head with his shoe.
No.
That was only at the Garden.
No. And that wasn't caught on a camera phone like inches away.
Right. No, I know.
But it just shows you the stupidity of everybody involved. I mean, everybody's an idiot. Let's face it. If you watch this video, we can laugh at it. I'm laughing at it because the guy looks like Stone Cold and his music starts playing, which is just ridiculous.
Right.
But and everybody's a moron. What are they doing? But either way, the Bruins may not win the Stanley Cup. Oh, boo-hoo.
Right.
And they did get hosed yesterday. I'll admit that. As far as the Yankees are concerned, before we get to the game and the Met game, Dallas Keuchel is going to the Atlanta Braves.
Yes. Yep.
And apparently the Yankees offered him slightly less than what the Braves offered him. So I don't know what Dallas Keuchel preferred. Maybe it was every last dime. Maybe he wants to be in Atlanta.
Maybe he doesn't want to shave his beard.
Maybe he likes Brian McCann. They were teammates. Maybe he likes the National League East. I don't know the reason. But here's a bottom line. All right. Dallas Keuchel is not that good. He just isn't. And I'm very skeptical, and we'll find out, and I may find out firsthand, because he'll probably face the Mets 15 times.
Yeah, well, of course.
I am very skeptical of what this guy's going to do. And while you're going to have to give up more to get Madison Bumgarner or potentially Max Scherzer, give me the better player. Give me the guy with a better chance to make an impact and help me win a world championship. So I get it. It was only money. That's all it was. And I understand if you're a Yankee fan who calls up and says, it's only money, they should have outbid the Braves. I get it. But Dallas Keuchel, to me, is not as good as the other options, and I would prefer the other options.
Yeah, no, I understand. Even though you got to trade for him.
Look, it's more expensive in that regard.
Right, of course.
But if you win a World Series and you're sipping champagne, who gives a damn? Does it matter which prospect you gave up? And I heard Jerry Recco make this point this morning. He's so true. Look at the last two world champions, the Boston Red Sox and the Houston Astros. And both teams made a move for a starting pitcher at the deadline, after the deadline. And both guys win championships in large part to that guy. In the Red Sox case, it came out of nowhere. It was Nady Eovaldi.
Yep, yep,
who knew Nady Eovaldi would have that kind of impact?
Verlander for Houston.
Yes, and Verlander for Houston. So the Yankees are probably going to have to make a move for a starting pitcher.
They will make a move.
They will. We'll see. I mean, we'll see if they do. I think we're all still in that world of the Yankees will. The Yankees will. And then when the Yankees don't, we're surprised, right? You thought they would sign Bryce Harper or Manny Machado.
I did. I think
a lot you're wrong for thinking that. It's just that we are accustomed to thinking that.
They wind up signing the right guy, which was DJ LeMahieu, who had another big night again last night.
They certainly did.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that the funny part? They go out and they sign DJ LeMahieu. Guy's going to get MVP votes with the way he's played.
He's been great.
But I would not fret over Dallas Keuchel. As far as the game is concerned, you mentioned it with DJ LeMahieu. The most amazing part about him is how automatic he's been with runners in scoring.
He's batting almost .500 with runners in scoring
position. That's insane.
I think he's like .480 with runners in scoring position.
And he's
That's ridiculous.
And he's driving the baseball for extra base hits.
Yep.
He's got the 7 home runs. He's got a ton of doubles. He's impossible to get out. He doesn't strike out a lot. I mean, you cannot praise enough DJ LeMahieu and Brian Cashman signing DJ LeMahieu.
Brilliant signing.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It's probably the best free agent signing in the offseason. I think it is.
It's tough to argue with you. Yep. Look at the impact the guy's had.
No doubt about it.
And how about last night, another stellar night for Gio Urshela?
Yeah.
Forget the home run. That's cute. How about the defense? How about the defense in that ninth inning as Chad Green was doing everything he could?
Yeah, bases loaded, no out.
Yeah, to the point where obviously Aaron Boone goes to Aroldis Chapman and Urshela starts the double play and then makes a leaping catch to end the game. Gio Urshela does it all. But that was, on a small scale, an important game. Small scale, because it's not the end of the world.
You don't want to get swept by the Blue Jays either. And you had a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah. No, from that standpoint, who wants any of that? You don't want a losing streak. You don't want to get swept by the Blue Jays. But I can't say it was the biggest game of the year by any stretch.
Oh, no.
But it was an important game. And you know what's really helpful when you play an important game? Edwin Jackson. Because he's really bad. Nah, he's bad, man.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not disagreeing with
you. And give the Yankees credit, because when they took their initial lead in the second inning, after they failed to take advantage of Edwin Jackson's walks in that just unwatchable first inning, in which he's going 3-2 on everybody and he's walking the world. I mean, it was horrible. And then the Yankees can't take advantage of it. Morales strikes out. There's two outs and nobody on. And Tyro Estrada, it's a ground ball to third base. The inning's over. Edwin Jackson's about to pitch a 1-2-3 inning. There are miracles in this world. And then Vladimir Guerrero Jr. makes an error. And the Yankees say, oh, really? Well, we're not going to let that slide. And then Cameron Maven gets a hit.
Well, of course.
Missed the clutch DJ LeMahieu, rocks an RBI double. And then Aaron Hicks, Griffey's one into the right field seats.
Yep.
And the Yankees are in control. That's why you can't make mistakes against this team. They're going to make you
pay. You can't give them extra outs, that's for sure.
No, you can't. And Urshela hits a home run a little bit later on. And even though Chad Green made it exciting, let's not forget that Jay Happ gave you just a great performance.
Seven solid. One run.
Yeah.
That's it.
This was the Jay Happ you saw last year after the trade. When we talk about trades making an impact, it's funny how things work. When the Yankees trade for Jay Happ, guy's brilliant. Guy's awesome after the trade deadline. Yet we don't think of that. We think of his postseason start and the fact he was bad. Because these post-July 31st moves, pre-July 31st moves, they're defined by October.
Sure.
And Jay Happ is a great example of that. Nady Eovaldi and Jay Happ are great examples of that. Nady Eovaldi wasn't that special when the Red Sox acquired him. He was special in October. Jay Happ was great after the Yankees acquired him, but he makes one October start, and he gets beat up by the team he was paid to beat. So it's funny how things work. But Happ was great yesterday. I like the fact that Boone pushed him past the sixth inning, even after he gave up that home run to Eric Sogard. Because we talked about this yesterday. It's important to get innings from your starting pitching. And he was able to get that out of Jay Happ yesterday.
Yep. 100% right. And now what do they play this week? They play the Indians now. They go to Cleveland and play the Indians now?
They play the Cleveland Indians, an Indian team that is just an absolute mess.
Yeah. What are they, at .500 even right now, I believe, the Indians?
And they've lost. Their pitching injuries has been incredible.
Yeah. Yep.
Corey Kluber stunk. He gets hurt. Okay, fine. Mike Clevinger gets off to a great start. He gets hurt. Now, Carlos Carrasco, with a non-baseball-related injury, it's some kind of, what is it, a blood issue or something?
Is that what it is? He didn't step, like, in a hole somewhere on his ranch?
He did not step in a hole. And last night, the Indians lost to Minnesota. So you said it. They're at .500. They're 10.5 games out of first place. Bottom line is, this is a team the New York Yankees are better than. So go out and beat them, and then the Yankees will face another team that they're better than.
Yes.
And that would be our New York Metropolitans.
Indeed.
And tonight is a big night for the Yankees, because tonight, of all the injuries, of all the guys you missed.
Didi's back tonight, right?
It's Didi who makes his return. And I don't want to say they've missed him the most, because the Yankees have done a a great job of filling in for him. But Ricky Ricardo said this last week, and I buy it. He is the leader of this team.
That's what he said. Said it yesterday.
Yeah. That's part of the value of Didi Gregorius. And so Didi walking into that room, walking into that locker room, not only gives them a left-handed bat, not only gives them stellar defense, not only pushes Gleyber Torres back to second base in all likelihood, but you get that leader back in the room. And that's pretty important. And now Aaron Boone is going to have to figure out how he's going to allot playing time. Right now I would lean towards Urshela, Didi, Gleyber, LeMahieu at first, DH Luke Voit.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think what he'll do is he'll give everybody a day off. He'll just move DJ around the diamond.
Yeah, he'll play all over the place.
Yeah.
Yep.
Play the matchups.
He's got to play, so.
He's got to play.
Of course, if he was on a Mets, we can give him a couple of days.
He needs a maintenance day. Now, he's got to play. He's been great.
He's certainly been the Yankees' most valuable player in my mind.
Yeah, he's a sneaky MVP candidate. Yep. Yep. He really is.
Yep.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.